Welcome, everyone. I'm Meg.
And I'm Jess, and you're listening to Post-Concert Depression.
We are here to discuss all things surrounding concerts, following bands, music, and anything else under the sun.
Join in for some undiscussed aspects of the music world while also laughing your butt off.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Well, welcome back to the pod.
What is good, guys?
Today we have my beautiful girlfriend, Brie Galarza, joining us. She's just going to hop in on some commentary while Meg and I just chit-chat and listen to our crazy fangirl stories.
Yeah, welcome, Brie.
Hello.
Hello.
It's good to be here, guys. It's good to be back.
We're excited to have you, honey.
This is quite the honor. Can I just say, I really wanted to go after like episode one due to the fact that I knew you were going to have some heavy hitters like Cal Shapiro that I've been listening about for the last couple years, and he's a big deal.
Jesse Bloom,
Scroobalicious was on. Yeah, I got some heavy hitters on here. I've got some big shoes to fill, but it's all good. We got the Baileys in here. We're cruising through.
What? She doesn't drink
Baileys. I don't.
She's drinking straight coffee.
Are you just talking out of your ass because you're nervy?
Hey, all the time. You guys make it look too easy.
Oh, we were texting earlier about how far we've come. We're just very, very excited to be here.
Yeah.
All right. So today, as we are recording, it is Friday, March 19th, and the Biebs, the one and only Justin Bieber, released his new album, Justice. And we thought it would be a good thing.
A good thing to talk about.
Yeah. So Justin, you listened, right? We've been texting about it. Tell me your thought.
Okay, let me pull it up so I make sure I'm talking about the right thing. I don't know if I listened to every single song. I was trying to listen to it in order.
Okay, do you want me to start? Because I've got some thoughts locked and loaded. Okay.
All right.
So I think it's a great day to be Hailey Bieber, right? I mean, this entire album is basically Justin just pouring his heart out, saying how much he loves and appreciates her and how she's been there to accept him basically in every form that he's taken on throughout their relationship. And it's just like really sweet. It's definitely an album for lovers. And I also like how he kind of addressed a little bit. I forget what song it is. Oh, it's Unstable, where he like starts off talking about how he can get really in his head.
Yeah.
And when he does that, then he sparks a lot of anxiety. And normally that pushes people away, but it did the opposite. And like, I think a lot of people need that in their life right now, because I have struggled with a lot of anxiety recently, and I can definitely see like commonalities between myself and Justin Bieber. So I thought a huge thread of this album was kind of just like self-discovery, and then like being able to have self-discovery, but also create like a stable relationship outside of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because like, wasn't his whole last album about her too, but it was like about like their sex life. Like, girl, you got that yummy yum.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to think back. That was, I had like Instincts and Second Emotion.
Habitual. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think they're very like kind of different albums though. You know what I mean? Like,
feel like his last album was very like slow for me. Like, you know, I'm all about like the tempo, and I just,
we're so opposite.
Love the tempo of this one. And I also love that like the first song starts out with like the album incorporates part of like the Black Lives Matter justice as well. And the first song starts out with like I think it's a clip of MLK, and then there's like a whole MLK interlude in the album.
Yes, I love that interlude.
Yeah. And I also love As I Am with Khalid, but all great. And Holy is definitely like an amazing song.
You love Holy.
Yeah. And then Brie and I, her cousin, has been talking about Dominic Fike. So I did not know he was on this album with Justin on Die For You. So very...
I really dig Die For You. It's a different sound than I think of a lot of his other songs. And I like when artists do that. I don't like when artists are stagnant. I like when you can, you know, enjoy an artist, but also kind of adapt a different sound to songs that they put out. So I did like that song. Agreed.
Yeah. It was funny because I was thinking about how like his last album was so slow. And I remember seeing him on his Purpose tour and I was like, it's not like hype. Like, it's not like my vibe. And I was like, where's the baby? But I'm like, obviously he's evolved. Like that was like his like label, like everyone just telling him what to make. And now he's making what he wants, which is like awesome that he's at that level. But I definitely think this album is my vibe. I am into it.
I have to tell you, you brought up Baby. So I was pulling into work the other day. I had like gone and picked up lunch and there were two men standing like right in the driveway part where I needed to go through. And my window was cracked and I was belting Baby. Belting. Oh my gosh. That song just hit. To this day in 2021. If you don't vibe to Baby, you're lying.
Is that your favorite song, honey?
No, as you guys have been chatting, I've been trying to think of what my favorite Justin Bieber song is. And
what's Changes? Or what is that song?
No, I like his album Purpose. I thought it was definitely different and it didn't sound super poppy like a lot of his old songs did. There's just something about, remember that one song Boyfriend that he came out with?
I love that song.
Yeah.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. That was kind of an interesting song, but I liked it because it was like different for
him. So different compared to a lot of his other songs. So yeah, I don't know. Oh, Monster. Monster with Shawn Mendes, Meg.
Oh yeah,
that's my jam.
I don't think I really listened to that. That was released recently, right?
I think it was last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shawn is just, I don't know, Brie. I don't think we're ever going to see eye to eye on Shawn.
Meg, what is your biggest, okay, what, give me, now that I'm here live, not listening.
Let me explain it to you.
Explain it, please.
Okay. So it's not that I dislike his music. I think he's great lyrically and I think his voice is wonderful. I went and saw him live and his stage presence just ain't it. It's not there. Like I'm huge with transitions. Like if I'm coming to see you and I paid money to see you, I obviously want to hear you like sing your songs and whatnot, but I need some interaction. Like he would stand there, play a song, and he also didn't like really move around the stage. It was just like him standing there with his guitar, which is also fine. I'm not judging. But then the lights would go down and it would be 5 seconds and then they'd come up and then he'd sing his next song. And I was also just not, and I wanted to like have a good time. And it just was not, I don't know. He wasn't giving that to me. So we left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is something I would say about like somebody who can just like put on a show just with their guitar and their voice. But I would agree, like when I go to a show, like even when we've seen Ed Sheeran, I'm like, eh. Like I like.
Okay. Yes. Do you have more that you want to say? Because something to that point, I have something to say.
I was just going to say like, I enjoy like, it's funny because like I go back and forth because I'm like, I want to hear somebody's vocals. But then I'm like, when they just sit up there and I hear their vocals, I'm like, I want a performance. Like, so I'm like, what do I want? I just want a good time.
I think a mix of the both. Yeah. I think that's what you, and when we saw Ed Sheeran, because Ed Sheeran was very much like that. He would stand with his guitar, but Ed Sheeran was able to like crack jokes with the crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was very engaging in between songs, which Shawn just didn't do. And maybe it was a bad night. Maybe that's not how he normally is. Because I watched his documentary
I saw him perform for
I think it was the same tour.
Yeah, same tour, the Shawn Mendes world tour. We did a couple hundred concerts or something like that all together. But I think it depends on the artist and what you're expecting out of the artist. And a lot of Shawn's performances, even when he's performing, you know, for award shows, is never like a dance routine.
Yeah.
So I think I already.
Did he transition at your show?
No, no.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I want him to like be the Backstreet Boys. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like there was no engagement with the crowd whatsoever. Like
yeah, it was song to song. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I just feel like a part of being an artist, like if you're going to put on a show, I, as a listener and a concert goer, respect more when an artist can try and like engage with the crowd somewhat instead of just be so much like, oh, it's a job. Here's my song. Change the light. Here's my song. And I'm not saying that he's not like very talented. Like, I think he's very talented. I just, from my perspective,
yeah,
I would like to see him do a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think there's something to the reason him going from song to song? Do you think it has more so to do with his anxiety and the fact that he might like mess up in between doing things that he's not comfortable doing? And maybe that's why he was so rigid and so
forth. Here's the thing with that, though. He wasn't like that during his documentary. Like the clips that they used during his documentary, he was like more engaging with the crowd. Mm-hmm. So like I'm saying, it could have just been a bad night. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, that was the night that I went and saw him. And now I'm like,
no, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm always devil's advocate. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll go and see Sean again and I'll love it. I am not closing the door.
See him at like a radio show, like playing his acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I feel like that would be a moment for engagement. I think just for Meg and I, like going to so many concerts, like, and getting that interaction. And then you go to a show where you like don't, and it's a huge show where you don't get it. You're like, oh, this is different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and there are so many, I mean, we've seen so many different people perform now that I think we kind of have a good idea of what we appreciate in a show. Mm-hmm. And that's not always going to vibe with every artist. And I think the way he performs and what I enjoy out of a concert are two different things. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's just all your viewpoint, I think. And like what, like you said, Bree, like what you're expecting out of it when you're going. I think, you know, here's the thing. So Charlie Puth opened for him and Charlie Puth was very like engaging with the crowd and like moved around a little bit with his guitar. Like he was just doing the whole thing. So to go from that to like, not that was not my vibe mm-hmm. in the moment. So, but we send all the love to Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
And the Mendes fandom. What are you guys called, Bree? Are you in the fandom?
No.
No. She's a huge Sean lover, but
I'm a Sean lover for sure.
Is Sean one of your hall passes? No.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we done talking about the Bieber album?
Do you have anything else you want to say about it?
No.
I really like it. I really like this one. I like how there are different sounds. I like the ideas behind the songs. I really, really enjoy it. Off My Face is like my favorite off the album, I think.
Yeah, I think I like that one too.
Yeah.
It's hard. I haven't listened to it like multiple times for me to like differentiate the songs and mm-hmm. which ones I liked. So I need to give it a few more rounds before I can figure out which ones are my faves.
And Ghost. I really like Ghost too.
Ghost. Noted.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes,
love Bieber. It's so weird because I never used to be a huge Bieber fan, but I watched the documentary that he put on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
And now I'm like, Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were supposed to go see him before the pandemic and it just didn't happen because of the pandemic. And now I'm just like, come on, Biebs. I think I need to see you.
Yeah. Have you never seen him?
Not live, no. Well, I watched his virtual
concert. That was like interesting.
It wasn't bad. It was just, I think, very different than a live show. Like I watched Flogging Molly on the 17th.
Oh yeah.
And it's just very different than a live show because, you know, between songs you can hear the amp like
Oh really?
Yeah, just I don't know. I just miss the live music. So mm-hmm. everyone get vaccinated.
I feel like I said that last week.
Well, I think we just really need to drill it home.
Like, hey, we respect anyone who doesn't want to, but like, please, can most people get vaccinated so we can go to a concert again?
Yeah. I think every episode I'm like, if we don't have a concert soon, I'm going to be so depressed. Like, it's just true.
We're begging you, universe.
Yeah. All right. You want to switch to the Grammys?
Oh yeah. Did you watch it all the way?
I did not watch all the way. I did. I'll let you start.
Okay. So first of all, I mean, the entire Grammys for me was just Harry Styles. So his performance was everything in and of itself. I love that he wore those. Oh my God. Okay. So he takes his like shirt off and he's just got his like chest and he's got like his little like cute jacket on. And I love that he's wearing these scarves that like we wore in like seventh grade, you know, those like boa scarves mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, but Harry rocks it. Like Harry just has this weird ass style. And I'm like, hell yeah. And then he won his pop solo performance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Brie can attest to this. I literally jumped and screamed so hard in front of the TV because I was like, Harry, and he's just everything. But
we also, love Harry.
I would like to say, I have said on the record on this podcast that I'm iffy about Taylor Swift. And I really dug her performance. Like, it didn't, because I have opinions, because I'm like, sometimes I feel like Taylor just overdoes it and it's like too much. But I'm also can say like, I'm too much and too like extra, whatever. But it was just very simple. And like her scenery and like, it was like the greenery, like in the woods, whatever vibe. And it was perfect. I was like, this is everything. This is the Taylor Swift that I like.
What songs did she play?
No idea.
Okay, what song did Harry sing?
Watermelon Sugar?
I think, yeah, Watermelon Sugar High. That's not the song. Watermelon Sugar. But I'm trying to think of other notable...
Okay, so I missed her. Oh, and I popped in. It was Bruno, and he was singing his new song. Attack, yeah. What is going on with the stash?
Me? Oh, with...
No.
I don't have one, but... I thought you were talking about my, like, my lipstick or something. Who? Okay, Bruno's stash. Can we? Stop laughing at me.
Yeah, his stash. Did you not notice it? It was like,
I feel like I was like, I watched the Grammys twice. Like, I watched it on Sunday and then I rewatched it on Monday. And
oh my god,
I just said Tequila. Bruno. Grammys, like, I don't remember that, but I also like that performance didn't do it for me, so I was like half paying attention.
That's just what was on when I turned it on, but it's just very thin. I don't know, I like,
I think I liked it from what I remember.
I don't dislike it, I just wasn't, it went kaplow in my face, I wasn't expecting it.
Their vibe on that performance reminded me of, what's that show on Netflix, Hollywood? Like, it was like that vibe, like the old school, like,
what is it? Like Temptations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely interesting. And then I loved, oh my God, I forgot. So I loved how like centered around Black Lives Matter it was, and that everyone was using their voice for change. And the country singer, Mickey Guyton, she used to shop at my Kroger in Nashville. I just
had everyone used to shop at your Kroger in Nashville.
No. Everyone. But I'm just saying, I remember she was friends with like one of the radio guys, and I was like, oh, this, I was like, I should check her out. So I would like listen to her. And then now she's freaking on the Grammys.
That's awesome.
Just had to plug that.
So are we going to talk about the WAP performance?
I didn't see it.
Meg, what did you watch?
Well, I forgot that it was on. I texted you majority of the way through. I don't know. I watched Bruno, and what else did I watch? I don't know what I watched. And then I think I turned it off. This was during the week, right?
It was on Sunday.
Okay, Sunday. Couldn't tell you why I didn't watch it. I don't really know. I just didn't. And I should have, because I knew that we were going to talk about this on the pod. But, you know, I was...
I guess I brought all the... what happened to my voice? I guess I brought all the thoughts for all of us.
And me.
Yeah. She watched a little bit of it, but...
Well, okay, so Brie, tell me about the WAP performance.
It was just an incredible display of... What would you say?
I'm asking you, Brie.
It was interesting.
I was surprised that... I'm not shaming, like... You can twerk your body however you want, but I was surprised that kind of performance was allowed, like, I don't know, not allowed or acceptable at the Grammys. And but then that's also shitty of me to say, because like, is it not, like, that's not classy? Like, I don't know. I
know what you're saying. I feel like there's a fine line between like, oh, this could get sticky. Not, no pun intended.
Oh my God.
There's a fine line between being like a feminist and like, you know, guys can do it, so girls can do it. But then I also, not that I know, like when we went to Colorado, WAP was like, had just been released, and like, it was like the theme song. Also, like, I don't know, there is like a sense of, like, I don't know if I'm explaining this the right way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think of like 8-year-olds turning on the Grammys and like watching that. I don't know. I don't know what the performance was like, but I feel like that's what you were kind of trying to say. Like, am I wrong?
No, I agree. I think that's okay. I was I think it's a funny song, and it's funny because it got blown up on TikTok. But I think overall, I personally wasn't expecting it for something that is like the Grammys is the Academy Awards in music. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't think that was going to get displayed there, you know, not to say it's a bad song or anything, but
And I appreciate that they're showcasing all different types of music, mm-hmm. but I don't know. It's just,
But I do think it's awesome that they want to feel empowered to flaunt their bodies in that way.
Mm-hmm. All right. So kind of wrapping up the Grammys, last week we did embarrassing stories. And I feel like after we released that episode, a lot more came to our minds that we've done that was not our shining moments. Like Meg had brought up us dressing as eggs for one of the meet and greets with Cal and Rob. Super embarrassing. I don't know why we did that. But one of my most...
Of course you guys do. typical.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Cal called them Meg's and eggs. And then I said I was the side of Jess. And so for one of our meet and greets, Meg dressed up as eggs. And I was a side of hollandaise sauce because that was one of the lyrics in their songs. It was so stupid. I literally wore a taped something to my chest saying I was hollandaise sauce. Your little stomach. Probably shouldn't have stuffed those rolls in my mouth.
Okay, so then it just kind of sparked all these memories of all of our concert days. And I think one of the most prominent memories we have together is the Summerfest.
Well, it was July. Okay, so it's always around July 4th. And we were going to go downtown in Columbus and watch the huge, what is it called? Boom?
We were going to go downtown Columbus?
Yeah, we were going to go and watch the fireworks. We were going to go to, is it Red, White, and Boom in Columbus? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you acting like you didn't live in Columbus your whole life?
I know, I don't remember.
Is it Red, White, and Boom?
Anyways, so we decided not to because I was like, I just really want to get there. So we drive through the night to Milwaukee. We stop at the Chicago Bean at 3 a.m. and take a photo. And then we got to the gates at 4 a.m.
Okay. Yeah. It was 4 a.m. when we got there.
And we didn't, this was our first time going to Summerfest, right?
Yeah. So we had no idea what we were doing. We had no idea where we should park. Nothing.
Yeah. And well, didn't we park and it was too early for them to take our money? So I think we got to park for free.
Well, we parked and then we went to some water, there was a river somewhere. We went to the river and then we went back and parked, didn't pay. And then we laid on the cement.
One, there was multiple gates we didn't know. So we're waiting in line and other people show up later and then they end up getting front row and we don't. And we were we've been here the longest.
Yeah. Okay. So to kind of preface that, it was Jess, myself, and our friend Rebecca. And Rebecca is very vocal when she feels like we're being shafted. So these people were coming up and they said, all right, guys, let's go. We didn't realize there were multiple entrances. And Rebecca's we were here first. We were here since 4 a.m. And this guy, I just remember being you don't know how this works. There's 12 different entrances. We're all going to get in at the same time. It doesn't matter that you were here first. So the doors or the gates open and we start getting our tickets checked. And I just remember it being the Hunger Games.
Wasn't our line held up or something?
I don't remember that, but I do remember my life flashed before my eyes and it was you had to run. I didn't even know where we were running to, but everyone was sprinting. And I remember I was running and this girl dropped her phone in front of me and she dead stopped and I had to jump over her. I've just never experienced anything like that in my life. And then we got to the stage that Time Flies was going to play at. And the first three rows had blankets on them. Do you remember that, Jess?
Yeah.
Of people, you had no reaction. I'm trying to sorry. Hey, can you engage with me a little bit?
I'm letting you tell your story.
Our story.
People we're saving spots and we were what is this? And also again, we'd never been there. So we were this is shitty. This isn't how it works.
Yeah. But apparently it was how it worked.
I know. And
so we didn't know what we're doing. Did we stand third row that show?
I think we were second row.
No. Do you remember? We had gone to the other side because the stage was split up. So we were originally on the right side and then we went to the other side. I don't know how, but we were at the very front. I remember just hanging on to the barricade, falling asleep while they're performing Amy or something. And I was this is terrible. I can't even appreciate the show. It's just awful. It was awful. And then the show ended. And Jess was like, all right, we're gonna see them. We're gonna see them after. So we go out, we leave the grounds and we're by the fence. And I had to work the next morning and Jess had to work the next morning.
Yeah.
And Rebecca had to do something. I don't remember what Rebecca had to do, but we're standing there and time is just passing and they're not coming out. And I'm just staring at my phone. I'm like half asleep, just terrible because we slept on the cement.
I didn't even sleep. Like,
no, had not slept in like 28 hours, but it was fine. And so Jess is like, I think we should wait like 10 more minutes. And I'm like doing the math in my head. I'm like, we're not going to get home like in time. And Jess is like, all right, fine. So we didn't see them. We got in the car and Jess, okay. So we were splitting up the drive into legs. So like I would drive, Rebecca would drive, Jess would drive. Okay. So we start off with Jess driving, going strong. She's like, I need coffee before I can start this trip.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Pulls into a Wendy's, orders an iced coffee. She pulls up to the window and they're like, oh, we're sorry, we don't serve iced coffee. We only have hot coffee. And she was like, okay, well, can I have hot coffee? So they're like, yeah. So they are making her coffee or something, but they were taking too long. And I remember being like, I was laying across the back seat and Rebecca's in the passenger seat and all of a sudden the car goes, hightails it out of there because they were taking too long to like make her coffee or give her coffee. She'd already paid.
I was so annoyed.
Yeah, it was, well, I was about to get real annoyed. So then we're driving and Jess drives probably like an hour for the first leg or so. I don't know, maybe 30 minutes. I don't know. Says, I'm really tired. I need to switch. I drive for an hour and a half. And then Rebecca drives, same amount of time. It's Jess's turn to drive. And this bitch gets in the driver's seat, drives for 15 minutes, pulls off into a gas station. And Rebecca and I feel the car come to a stop. And we were like, what's going on? And she goes, I'm just really tired. After she just slept for like 2 hours in the back seat. Oh, we were so mad. So then Rebecca was like, I'll just drive. And then I drove and we ended up being late. I was late to work. I'm sure you were late to work, yeah, Jess. Like, Jess, I don't know, when you're sleepy, driving with you is like the worst thing because sometimes you just got to buckle down and like do it and you don't do that.
Sleepy Jess is another person.
Yeah, we experienced that the other night. She was sleepy. She's like, I'm not doing anything. And I was like, okay.
Oh, I wasn't feeling good. She's mad because I keep falling asleep early every day.
I get off work at like 6 or 7 and then homegirl's in bed sleeping by 8.
No judgment here. I go to bed super early too.
Like dating a grandma.
Hey, I don't have to work tomorrow, so I'm here and awake and ready to go.
So basically that first trip to Summerfest was awful. I would rate it like a 3 out of 10. Semi awake for the set, had a terrible drive home. Didn't sleep at all. Like it was just not great. So then when the next year was coming, was that our second year that we did the pedal wagon?
That was our last year.
How many years did we go?
4.
Oh, second year was the year of the hotel.
Oh, our crappy hotel?
Yeah.
What was our third year?
Hillary's.
No, that was our 4th year.
We went 4 times?
Yeah.
No, we did not.
I swear we did.
Where did we stay the third time? First time we slept at Summerfest. Second time we slept in the hotel that I got us. Third time we slept at Hillary's.
Okay, maybe it was 3. I swore it was 4 times.
It was 3. But our third was the most like epic. And I think we've touched on it before, how we were backstage, but we never really talked about what happened after.
Yeah. So so Meg and I had gone into the bathroom after the show, which is like where their dressing rooms are. And
so I think we need to explain the stage that we were on. There was a staircase to like that led out to the gate. And then there was a staircase that led to like this back, kind of like a trailer-ish looking thing where they had like green rooms for the artists.
Yeah. And so we went to the bathroom and then we come out and then all of our friends are like, we're trying to like get backstage, like hang out. And we were like, we should just stay in the bathroom. Cause we tried to go back in and say we left something and they were like, oh, we can't let you in now. And we were like, oh my God, why did we leave? So all of us, there's like a group of what, 8 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we go and Summerfest is like so strict. Like they do not let anything pass. They like tried to kick us out. Anyways, we walk around to the back and there's this random, was it a door or like a window or something?
There was like a semi truck little door. You know how they unload semis?
Yeah.
It was probably for like equipment for the show, but there was like a little space between the truck and the wall. And one of the girls that we knew, she was very tiny. And she was like, I bet I could climb up in there.
Because we wanted somebody to go in so then they could open a door for us. Mm-hmm. Which I would never, I just feel like I would never do that. And so I think 2 people climbed in and they went and opened one of the doors. And then we all shuffle in backstage. And then Time Flies manager comes out and he's like, what are you guys doing back here? And we're like,
it's hey. Just so weird because picture we like, eight, we were
supposed to be there.
8 fans. Like you can tell we don't belong. So 8 people are standing in this tiny ass hallway and Luke comes out and he's just like, what are you doing? Like, that's not, what are you doing? What were we doing? What was our plan? There was no plan. We all just stood there.
I think we just wanted to see them, but then it worked because he's like, just wait outside. So we waited outside. And then again, Summerfest people are trying to kick us out. And we're like, no, like they told us to stay. Like they told us to hang out. And like, they almost made us leave.
Yeah.
And then they finally came out and we got to like hang out. And then there was like a whole scenario at the gates where people were allowed to come in and then like somebody's drunk boyfriend or something ruined it. So then other people that were waiting to see them weren't allowed. They like cut it off. And then we were still back there and I was like, I feel so awkward. Like,
well, we all tried to like hide behind a van. Remember Rob told us to like move because we were all standing in front of the gate. They could all see us.
Yeah.
And then he was like, let's go over here. So we all had to hide behind this van and like hang out for 20 minutes.
Hey, I had a good time.
I'm not mad about it.
I know. I just was like, who were we? And like, I can't believe we did that, but it worked. Like, I don't know. Like we just forced our way into the back.
Yeah. I don't know. But like I said, last episode, I don't think it's something I would do today, but I'm very glad that 23-year-old Meg did that because it was fun. And now it's a fun memory.
Would you ever sneak backstage?
Depends on the artist for sure.
Who would you sneak backstage for?
Shawn Mendes.
Would you sneak backstage for Billie?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
She loves Billie Eilish too.
Billie. I feel like Billie and I can be really close friends.
I feel like Billie's like your vibe.
Vibe for sure. Like bestie. Bestie for sure.
Meg, do you like Billie?
Yeah, I really liked, what was the album like right before she popped off? Like big popped off.
I have no idea.
I don't know. But I do like her. I don't love the green hair.
Yeah, I'm interested by it, but I just feel like that's like her look, I guess.
Yeah, I'm.
But she just dyed her hair blonde, did she not?
I don't know. I don't keep up with her, but I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have some other cringy stories from people. One of our other friends said that her and another girl peed outside in the front of a tour bus, really drunk, and probably were seen by the artist peeing, which is like, I feel like
if you gotta go, you gotta go. And yeah, like thinking about it, they probably stood in line for however many hours, didn't go to the bathroom, probably drank quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, when you wait after a show, you're in for the long haul. So
especially if you've
had man.
Can't break the seal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the funny thing about breaking the seal is like, you're obviously going to like pee a lot because you're drinking a lot of liquid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But also like, I feel like once you break the seal, you go once. And then even if you don't drink anything right away after that, 5 seconds later, I have to pee.
Okay. That's true. It just hits. Yeah.
Yeah. Another one of our friends said that she got so drunk that she didn't even remember the show and immediately put on a tank top that she bought and then got kicked out for being on someone's shoulders. Oh, embarrassing.
I feel like that is like a slew of like WTF moments.
I think it's funny because this person that is so opposite of how she is now, like she doesn't drink anymore and it's just very uncharacteristic of her now. So it's really funny to think about.
Yeah. Okay. So another one two of our friends were at one of the shows, and so Time Flies did like freestyles. So they were trying to enter topics, and someone from the crew came up to help them get it set up. And on one of their phones, this was when Justin Bieber's wiener were like a thing. And he was trying to help them get the topics entered and like saw Justin Bieber's wiener photo and just said, "Oh, some dude's wiener." How like weird is that though? Because I don't know, like just trying to help him out and you just see a peen.
Yeah. Especially because these crew members like knew us. It was not like, "Oh, I'll never see you again. Like I'll probably see you again in a couple days when I go to the next show." Like, I don't know. Funny. Very funny. And I wonder if he knew that it was Justin Bieber's or if he just thought it was like a random wiener.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Those are interesting picks.
I want to hear your cringy tweets.
Okay. You ready? All right. We're going to get some reactions from. Okay. So I'm going to read. So Meg and I downloaded our Twitter archive to see all, because we used to tweet Cal Shapiro so many times in the early days.
An embarrassing amount of times.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I was going back through my archive and I had tweeted him 13 times in one day, but that was the day I got him to follow me. And I was like, I barely tweet him like once a month now. Just, I don't know, craziness. So, okay, I found a couple of funny ones. This one, "I'm just too in love and had to be like my main man, what up Cal, and change my Twitter name. Hashtag sexy man, hashtag future husband." What any response to that, honey?
Sorry, the picture really caught my attention and it was just freaking me out.
Oh my god, is that an actual,
that's a penis, that's I was like, I can't concentrate as you're reading.
Wait, what? I need to click on this now.
Oh god,
I don't know, it went like, there's like more tweets associated with like my tweet and there's little
I can't. This is disturbing. Okay, let's read that again.
"I'm just too in love and had to be like my main man, what up Cal, and change my Twitter name, hashtag sexy man, hashtag future husband."
Okay.
So what are those hashtags?
I don't know.
Hashtag sexy man. When have you ever called Cal?
Apparently I did in 2013.
Can you imagine? Oh, I wish we would have known this when we had him on.
Right. Okay. And then they did an Ask Tom Flies and I said, "Will what up Cal marry me?" Like, what is wrong with me?
That was the dream, I think, for everybody though.
Yeah. And then I think it was my second show, I got to hold what up Cal hand tonight and he blew me a kiss. Front row pays off, baby, with my rockin' sign. And I like made this like dumb sign and said, "At Time Flies, we love you."
That is like the beginning of it all.
The beginning.
He blew you a kiss.
Oh my God. And then he tweeted, "Struggling hard," and I quote tweeted and said, "Cheer up, baby." Freeze out here like what. Okay, and then my last one that I found was, oh my god, "At what of Cal, so I hear you like redheads, which sucks because I just took the red out of my hair a while ago, sad face."
Was that around when we were asking how he felt about redheads to get Cal, yeah, okay, to get Cap a follow or something? Yeah, he
just I found a lot of tweets in there about redheads and I was like, why did I keep asking this?
Because if it worked for one person, it's gotta work for other people.
Right. Like we would literally copy each other's tweets to try to get Cal to like respond to us. I'd literally be like, "What are you doing today? What movie should I watch?" Like, what?
Yeah. But like, really, one time one of my managers was like, it was the day I was trying to get him to follow me and he tweeted Cal and he was like, "Please just follow her. This has to stop. I can't see any more tweets." Like, I had no shame. No shame.
Good for you guys. Yeah.
So that is cringy tweets. I don't know who I was back then. I don't
recognize. I'm going to have to look through and see any of mine. The one off the top of my head was after my first show and they had like tweeted like Ohio State, like you rock tonight or something. I don't know. And I quote tweeted and I was like, "Oh my gosh, perfect show. Hashtag can I get a retweet?" Like, I didn't know how to use Twitter. I didn't know what was going on.
Can I get a retweet?
Can I get a retweet? Oh man. So, oh my God. I just saw the last bullet point.
Okay. Well, speaking of like social media and like our days back then. Okay. So I don't think I've ever told you this. There was like a catfish in the Time Flies fandom. And we all, okay. So like there was this girl on Twitter named Hey Anthony. Mm-hmm. And she was like a Time Flies
handle. Fan. Her handle was XOXO Hey, like Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Gossip Girl, Brie?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Tell me that's not weird.
I didn't even make that. I'm sure I made the connection back then, but like it's been so many years since she's been a thing or like since we've talked about her. And yeah, I don't know. So she like said she was from Columbus. Like some of us had her phone number, which I still have her phone number on my phone. Super weird. I should like call it and see what happens. But yeah, she would always say like she was going to shows and then she would like never show up and like
cancel last minute.
Yeah. And then I think like some girls were trying to like actually submit her for catfish because like she randomly left the fandom or something. She like just like kind of ghosted. But I remember we looked up her phone number and it was like this old Asian man. It was like registered to an old Asian man. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah. It was all very weird. Like she... It was like back in the very beginning of like Twitter and social media. And like, I just remember playing Words with Friends with this girl all the time. And she would win every time because she would use like really big words that like were not, I don't know. She must have been either really smart or somebody that she wasn't. And she would always tweet this one crew member all the time, like was obsessed with him, but he like gave her attention back. And then she had tweeted something about like deleting her Twitter, like fishing for people to be like, no, don't delete it. And he responded to her and he was like, no, don't delete it. Like, I enjoy interacting with you or something. And then she deleted it and none of us have heard or seen from her since.
Sounds like that one Netflix TV show that we saw with the gal in the elevator.
Lisa Lam?
It's Lisa Lam. That's who she is.
Ugh, no, that girl's creepy. Hey Anthony was just...
Didn't Hey pay a lot of money during that little virtual show that they did? Do you remember?
I think so.
When you could donate, and so then she got to pick the topics or something, mm-hmm. and she never responded, like, after that. And do you remember that? And they had to, like, just go off of the, like, how off top of his head had to figure it out?
Yeah, because then she would, like, her voice would have been on there, and if it wasn't, like, a girl, it was that old Asian man.
I didn't even piece that together.
Oh my gosh. We're just unraveling so many things right now.
It's so weird to think about, because why would you catfish
a fandom?
Like a fandom.
Why would you like pretend to be a fan of somebody? Maybe he was just trying to prey on girls because like Time Flies fans were like young girls.
Yeah, maybe.
Ew, I'm really creeped out now. Okay, can we? I really still want to figure out who this person is.
How?
I don't know.
I don't think we can. Call her up right now. See who picks up.
Should I star 67?
Yeah. The last time that you called somebody.
Yes, I'm trying to fuck. How do I start?
Not them.
Just add it to the number.
This call goes out to Steph and Molly and Allie and Meg.
And Emily. And
Emily.
And
Kath.
Janelle and Victoria and all the people.
All the peeps.
Okay. Oh God, I'm really nervous.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hold on.
6-1. Four.
It's what? Is it a number anymore? Should we Google it? Okay, well, we can do some research later, but that's okay. Maybe it's, I mean, but if it was not a good number, it would just say out of service, right?
Did it not even give like a little ring before you hit speaker?
Mm-mm.
That's weird.
It's still a mystery. Oh, creepy.
Need where you at? We need you.
Seriously. I don't think you'd care about our story though, but. There's a lot of us who can vouch for what the heck went on there.
Yeah, it was just weird. It was weird that she like tried to befriend us all and then like would never, I don't know, because you think about it, like we became Facebook friends. I was never Facebook friends with her, but like everybody else, you started interacting in like a real life way. And mm-hmm. that was just never the case with her. It was very weird.
Yeah, she was always bailing.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't about it. Okay. Also, do you remember there was like a time, I don't even remember, this guy had posted a video on YouTube about his like recap of a Time Flies concert And I don't remember how it started, but like something happened on Twitter and then he started like, we started kind of like interacting with him on Twitter and then it turned into a fight. And then he told us to go drink bleach.
Yeah. So you brought this up the other day, vaguely remember this, but I think he had said something probably to the effect of like, there only being one person or referring to Time Flies as like just Cal or something, because that would be like, that always set us off. Anyone in the fandom, it would tick us off. Like, we'd get mad.
God, we were so ride or die.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You remember when I we'd call them the boys, and I remember saying that to somebody on Twitter and they were like, the boys, like, you know them? And I was like,
the boys,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I remember a lot of things we used to do and I'm just like, what? Anyway, so we tweeted this guy back, like, you shouldn't be like posting a recap video if you don't know that there are two people in the band or something. I don't know. Just basically being mean, not mean girls. A little bit. Like, we weren't mean, but we were like, you need to put respect on their name, you know?
Yeah, we were just trying to defend the boys.
Boys, they needed us, so we came out full force. But anyways, so he got really set off. This guy was not pleased that we were attacking his knowledge of Time Flies and started tweeting all of us and telling us that we need to go drink bleach and like, we sucked.
I remember I was so mad. I was like, is he serious? And like, I think it was like, I was like, you're really telling us to like, that's like gonna kill us. Like if we like, you know, like what if you tell that to somebody and they do it? Like, you know what I mean?
I think I remember you tweeting that to him.
Yeah.
And then he like blocked all of us, I think.
Yeah. He said something else. He told us to drink bleach and he said something else, but I don't remember what it was. I tried to find the tweets and I couldn't figure out where they were.
Wasn't there something about like killing a baby or something?
I think, yeah, it was like really... It would like took it to another level. Like
it was dark.
Yeah. And I was like,
because wasn't it that girl in London or England or something? She had a kid. No, who?
Natalie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That tweet was to her. Cause I'm trying to think of who would have had a kid back then.
Yeah.
Wasn't she pregnant or something? I don't know. But it was just very wild. Very, very wild. Brie, could you imagine? Could you just imagine?
No. Yeah, what if somebody like, I mean, you have this, we got deep into this fandom, but yeah, if you were like, I don't know, say you were defending me and somebody told you to go drink bleach.
That's rude.
Yeah. I just feel like that's like very like aggressive.
It definitely took it up like 20 notches, yeah. Like from saying, hey, there's two people in the band who go kill yourself. Like there's a bit of a leap.
Yeah.
A bit of a leap. And then like that obviously didn't land well among all of us. So then we got even more like, So it was, I don't know. Also, do you remember that time that Time Flies was in like a radio thing? You had to like vote for Time Flies.
I was just thinking about that. And I like in Jake Miller one. And I was like, I told Rob.
We're so mad because that was not accurate.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but I like little things like that definitely affected us. And I'm like, why?
It's like so stupid. Like it's just a contest. Like it's not going to make any difference to anything. But we were like,
pretty sure that probably ruined my day.
Yeah, definitely.
But like that's how in it we were. It's so odd to think back about because I don't think I'll ever be that hardcore for somebody else again.
Mm-mm.
And it was just a time. But that I definitely want to give a shout out to all those girls because that text thread was definitely much needed just to like laugh and reminisce and be like, who were we?
We were like just talking. I mean, a lot of the stuff we're talking about today was like brought up in like just a chat with some Time Flies homies. And it was like, I don't know, I would come to my phone and have like 90 texts and I'm like, oh, this is just great. We were just back in our old days, just talking about all the memes.
Talking about the boys.
The boys. Should this episode be called The Boys?
Oh my god, it should be. Should be.
The boys in the club.
Also, can we just take a moment and give a proper shout out to the Loot? Loot needs a little bit of a spotlight.
We're backtracking to last week's episode. So
I don't know what happened. We were talking about who our artist of the week was going to be. I had thrown out a name. Jess had thrown out a name. I was like, okay, and then ended it.
didn't say it. She just kept going. I didn't even realize. I was like, wait, we didn't even explain who they were. But
hit us with some facts about Lou, Jess.
I just really, okay, so there's a guy and a girl in the band, and I love the girl's voice. The guy has a good voice. I just like the girls more. And they wrote Demi Lovato's, what was the song? One of her songs. And I just really, they have a song. I didn't know you were going to hit me with it.
Okay. Well, there's My Side of the Bed.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
And then this This Is How You Feel. Love it. Oh, and then they just released a single called X's. I think they're really amazing and super underrated. So
yeah. Shout out to Lou. Brie, I think it would be fun if you gave an artist of the week this week, since you've kind of been riding through this episode with us.
Yeah, absolutely. What does this mean? Do I just pick an artist?
Artist of the Week is when we showcase an artist who we think deserves more streams and love, that maybe isn't so mainstream.
Oh, yes. I would like to shout out Arabelle.
Dot MP3.
She's got some bangers out.
Arabelle's her cousin, who I talked about earlier, who told us about Dominic Fike.
Yeah. I was actually going to say Dominic Fike. That was going to be my other one. But yeah,
I feel like he's big. He's got respect on his name. Arabelle.
He just did work with Justin Bieber. He doesn't need a shout out.
Yeah, now he's big now. But yes,
Arabelle just released a song called Disco Lights. I think it's on Spotify and Apple. Uh-huh. And yes, she's sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. And the song Disco Lights is out and ready for everyone to listen.
Yeah, that is my artist.
Cool. Very cool. We're gonna have to listen to it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well.
Well, that is the episode.
Yeah, like many of the episodes. I don't really know where we went in this one, but you know, it was a good ride. And Brie, I'm very thankful that you were able to join us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, ladies.
Of course. Thanks for joining and piping in when you could.
Yeah.
I feel like half the time she was like, what are you guys talking about?
Just your guys' stories and cringe tweets to Cal. Makes sense.
I can't believe we saw a peen.
That's what caught my attention.
You're looking at peens. What are you talking about?
I wasn't looking at it for that reason. I was like, is that?
I didn't even notice it because I was like trying to read the tweet. Okay.
Okay. Make sure to check us out on all of our socials. We got Instagram,
Post Concert Depression Podcast,
YouTube.
Oh, yeah. We also are releasing our episodes on YouTube, and so you can watch it in video form. We are slowly getting all of them on there, so just be sure to go subscribe. It's just Post Concert Depression Podcast.
Yeah, do it.
Also, subscribe, rate us, leave a comment, do all whatever you do on these platforms.
All the things. All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Like crying. Love you guys.
Bye.
Your voice cracked you.